As Hurricane Florence bears down on the Carolina coast, longtime residents are taking the massive storm seriously, but in stride. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Gene Beasley is director and founder of the Karen Beasley Sea Turtle Rescue and Rehabilitation Center in Surf City, North Carolina, about 30 miles northeast of Wilmington. The center has 23 recuperating turtles right now, of all different sizes.
From a dinner plate to a dinner table.
One of the turtles weighs around 360 pounds. And there are different varieties, green, loggerhead, and Kemp's Ridley, but no leatherbacks, Beasley says.
Thank goodness for that. I mean, I love the leatherbacks, but they are enormous, even the young ones.
Beasley says she's confident the rehabilitation center will weather the storm well, especially because of its steel structure.
There wasn't a lot of preparation to do as far as the building itself goes. We are anticipating that we will be having water turned off and sewer turned off and things like that.
Beasley says it helps that the center is on the mainland, not the beach. But her home is on Topsail Island's oceanfront.
You know, I am certainly not going to be there during the storm.
Beasley will be staying with friends inland. Longtime Surf City resident Vanita Gass, however, says she will not be evacuating, even though her home is in Pender County's mandatory evacuation zone.
Making sure there's enough food and drinks to last probably for a week or two.
Gass says that's about how long she needed supplies to last after Hurricane Fran hit the area in 1996. Gass reserves a lot of her concern for business. She manages the Surf City Ocean Pier, which sells ice cream and novelties and rents fishing gear.
Depending on the damage, you know, we could be out our best time of the year, our best fishing season.
In his mandatory evacuation order, Pender County's emergency management director said the area would experience historic amounts of rainfall from Florence. The National Weather Service says the southeastern part of the state could see life-threatening storm surge. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.